I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Approximately 60,000 Americans are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease each year. Dr. Vanessa Henson is here to talk about new scientific discoveries related to Parkinson's disease. Dr. Henson is a professor of neurology, and she's director of the Movement Disorders Program at MUSC. Dr. Henson, the latest research indicates that there are many subtypes of Parkinson's. Can you explain this and also tell us a bit about how genetics might help explain some of these differences?
Yes, absolutely. This is really a fascinating finding that has emerged. So, for example, amongst the 10 million people that live around the world with Parkinson's disease, you and I would have a hard time to find two people whose Parkinson's actually looks the same. There are some people with Parkinson's who have a lot of tremor. They can't even hold a cup to drink from, and others never, ever shake. Others need a rolling walker to get around. And then there are some people who are so fit that they play tennis or pickleball on a daily basis. So right now we call all these Parkinson's disease, and that is likely a complete oversimplification because we've really found that there is many subtypes that are likely explained by differences in the genetic makeup of people.
So Dr. Henson, are you saying that Parkinson's disease is genetic?
Well, Bobby, until recently, we thought that only about 10% of people with Parkinson's had a genetic or hereditary cause. But now, recent findings have pointed to the fact that the remaining 90% likely also have genetic contribution. And we call these genes risk modifier genes. And what that means is if you're exposed, for example, to a hazard in the environment, without that at-risk gene, you still won't get Parkinson's. But if you have both, the genes and an environmental hazard, you might actually get Parkinson's disease.
I understand that there's a new push to do genetic testing in patients with Parkinson's as a way to understand their disease and make predictions about what therapy might work best. Tell us about that.
So in order to understand and give an individual the best prognosis as to how their Parkinson's will progress and what therapy might be best for them, it is absolutely useful to understand what gene leads to their Parkinson's. To give you an example, there are certain subtypes, genetic subtypes of Parkinson's that progress very, very slowly over decades, and others are very accelerated. And so it's important for an individual to know what to expect, right?
And tell us about efforts underway there related to genetic testing and Parkinson's and research projects. Tell us more about what the goal is there.
So one is to really get a nationwide genetic banking of Parkinson's blood samples where researchers have access to, so people with Parkinson's disease can donate their blood to nationwide projects, and then researchers can, you know, refine future therapies based on the findings that they get from the blood samples. That is number one. But number two really is to find therapies that specifically address a problem that comes with a genetic case of Parkinson's disease. There are certain proteins that are made by these genes, and in some cases they're overactive, and in some cases they're underactive. So we are trying to either replenish them or to silence them. And these are the new exciting therapies that are emerging right now.
Dr. Henson, thanks for this update about Parkinson's disease and research.
You're welcome, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.